Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wisdom Walk Talk here on Black Hole Radio and my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk 2 Self-Mastery. I am your host and guide, Jojifa Maria Nsoroma. And as always, before I get started, I want to first take a moment to honor the ancestors. And I always like to start with my teachers, Nali Dhamma Sobhonfu Somei of Burkina Faso, Land of the Proud Ancestors, and it was they who had the courage to bring the Dagara medicine wheel and wisdom into the Western world, and for me and many, many others to benefit from that. So join me, if you will, as I invoke all of our ancestors and bring them into our consciousness and ask them to help and guide us. And if you say their names out loud, that really helps. They like to hear their names. So here we go. Creator, Mother, Father, God, Source, all the one, all that is, may the ancestors hear our prayers. Ancestors, 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 we call out to you during this closing month of the first quarter of 2024 and ask you to enable us to begin living our personal renaissance in earnest by remembering and enacting upon our higher purposes during this auspicious and landmark mineral year. Grant us access to our higher timeline, where we know that what we seek is seeking us. Give us the strength and courage to continue to accept and embrace this new age and new earth consciousness, daring greatly to live out our new narratives, and knowing that these are divinely scripted for ourselves and for our world. And most importantly, continue to enable us to move forth from the dark ages of modernity by placing our heads below our hearts, valuing people over profits, and always, always choosing love over fear. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I say amen. Ashe aho asa, ashinga, bismillah, so it is. Ashe. Ashe. All right. Well, hello again, all you wisdom walkers. March is the first of two nature months in this landmark mineral year of 2024 that will support personal change from the inside out. 2024 is also the year of the dragon in Chinese astrology, considered one of the luckiest years for forward movement, both personally and professionally. And this aligns with the numerology of the year, which is the cosmic number 8. As it is associated with success, achievement, and abundance. My theme for 2024 is what you seek is seeking you. And the theme for March is moving forward with a tagline from the inside out. And it's one of my 5 collective commitments that I will be spilling on throughout the year. So thank you for joining me as I share my wisdom, insights, and guidance for personal and collective healing, growth, and heartful transformation into new earth beings. Ashe. But first, for those of you who are listening over the radio broadcast live, you can listen to it if you have any disruption to your internet through this phone number. And that is area code 563-999-3089 again. 563-999-3089. And if you have any questions or comments that you'd like to share with me, the best ways to do that is first through my Facebook page, Wisdom Walk Radio, or my Facebook group, Wisdom Walk Community, which you're welcome to join. I also have a website, which is www.wisdomwalktoselfmastery.com. And if you're watching this on the YouTube channel or the Facebook, you know you can leave it in the description box below the video. So now I, as always, ask you to sit or lay back and join me for an exploration into our inner landscape where we can remember the truth of who we are, connect to our soul, and discover the true treasure of being human. Yes. So I've got a really, really good program for you tonight. And it's so interesting that, you know, how things come back around. But I was talking about this, about spiritualizing your life in the context of 2020, asking us to open up and adapt to new things. So it's really cool that it's come back around now here in the age of Aquarius for me to spill on it for you a little more. So here is my overview for tonight. I'm going to first talk about moving forward as spiritual development, and then I'm going to share 4 blocks to spiritualizing your life. And as always, I'll give you a personal growth opportunity, a PGO, and with some contemplative questions that I have for you. My quote for tonight and for this month is from the wonderful James Redfield, noted author of the Celestine Prophecy series. And if you haven't read that book or seen that movie, shame on you. To me, it is a staple, a standard for this new earth energy, new age energy that we're in. And James says, I believe we grow most rapidly when we have a clear vision of how to move forward. As our lives develop, we must inspire toward our divine connection, meaningfully helping others and the world. However, spirituality can't be separated from how we treat our bodies and construct our lifestyles. Every aspect of our lives must be applied to the general spiritual theme of living more inspired life. Ashe, ashe. Yes, it's so, so important that we really keep that in mind in terms of the fact that we are getting to this next level. We're moving to the next level of human evolution and consciousness. And in a different way, it's not that people haven't lived spiritual lives or haven't been spiritualized. In fact, people have done that for most of the time we've been here on the planet. But the age of industrialism really disrupted, and even before that, leading up to it, you know, starting like around in Western culture, especially in the 1200s, 1300s, coming out of the Dark Ages, it's the beginning to disrupt. And so we're finding our way back. And this time, I believe we're going to do it from more of a place of love rather than fear, which is very exciting, always exciting. So just some reminders for you that we are in a mineral year, which the big theme is about purpose, being connected to purpose, remembering purpose, living purpose. You know, also the mineral, because the mineral people are story keepers and the storytellers in the village, the primary ones. It's also about us having this opportunity to rewrite our story, to shift up our story, to change our story into what we want it to be now. So that is a really powerful energy we have to work with this year. Also, my annual theme, What You Seek Is Seeking You, is from Rumi. And again, really important for us to realize that, you know, what we're called for, what's calling us is real. And, you know, as we're seeking out what it is that works for us, know that all of the situations, all of the people, all of the circumstances are also seeking you. Yeah, it's like, it's a match. It is a big match. Yeah, so cool. So moving forward is the theme for March. And because it comes in September, it's in March and then it'll come back again around in October. It has the nature and the earth energy in it, which I think is really so cool. You know, that's a really powerful combination, right? Because the nature grows up out of the earth. It needs the earth, you know, some real synchronicity there. And the forward movement that I'm alluding to is from the inside out. And what does that mean? That means that, you know, usually we think about moving forward, like, okay, I need to leave someplace that I'm at, some relationship I'm at, you know, some job, some belief system, right? And I need to move forward. I need to go on. But what I want to focus on is how do you really get to that? Like, what's going on inside of you that gets you into that movement? Yeah. So I think of forward movement as a part of, an essential part of our human growth and development. And I've taught this before, too, about Abraham Maslow, a great psychologist from the 1950s, who comes up through his interviewing thousands of people with what we call the hierarchy of need. And really, you know, it's so commonsensical, but of course, you know, the science behind it, right? When you get some more proofs that basically we have to have our basic needs met. Food, clothing, and shelter. And then the next thing would be like our safety. And then we start going into, you know, what kind of human do I want to be? How do I want to be? and taking on our growth into that. And normally in this hierarchy, the top part that is shown is what's called self-actualization, you know, basically what I call self-mastery, that is functioning for you, that's happening for you. You love yourself unconditionally. You know yourself, you trust yourself. But what gets left out, which I think is the most important part of that hierarchy of need, is the spiritual intelligence component. Yeah, like he said, we need to be able to connect with our soul and to operate from that higher timeline, that higher level of our existence, which means to know that we're here for more than just, you know, paying taxes and die. Yeah, yeah. Really, really important. So I want to focus on that. I want to focus on this notion of spiritual intelligence, this notion of how do we connect with our soul and operate out of that so that we can move forward in the 3D way into things, into places, into relationships that really can support us in the truth of who we are. Because if you're just moving forward, but you're not moving forward in an aligned way, yeah, guess what's going to happen? Yeah, ain't going to be no happy ending. There's not going to be a happy ending, right? And we need happy endings. That's what we're here for. So it's a little bit more about the earth and nature. It's this consciously experiencing yourself and your life from the inside out. New opportunities, people, and experiences will be more aligned to your authentic self, and you will have more challenges and adversities resolve more easily and effortlessly. So again, that's why it's so important that we always are doing our inner work. Yeah, doing that inner work. Absolutely. Now, before I talk more about spiritualizing our lives, I just want to honor and acknowledge Women's History Month. I got a little sidetracked with all my birthday stuff and some other things going on that I didn't prepare a Women's History moment. But I promise to do that by the end of the month because this is really, really important. None of us should take women for granted. And again, that's why they created Women's History Month, because they were being taken for granted and they weren't being acknowledged appropriately. Yeah. So let's talk about this moving forward as spiritual development. Because before you can truly spiritualize your life, you need to be spiritually intelligent. That makes sense, right? Meaning that you have access to knowledge, understanding, and wisdom regarding the spiritual nature of your existence and that of all humans. Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, astronomers, astrophysicists, planetary scientists, and theoretical physicists all agree that everything that exists is made up from just a handful of primal ingredients. And I'm talking about existing in the 3D. And these original chemicals like hydrogen, lithium, and helium are found in plants, animals, dirt, rocks, rivers, oceans, and guess who else? Yeah, in humans, yeah. So this means that humans are organically and chemically connected to the universe and everything in it. We all come from the same stuff. Yeah. I love it too. So I think it's Carl Sagan. It says, you know, we come from the stars. We are stardust. Indigenously, this is what is believed, that we are star people. We are connected to the stars in a much more mythological way than what the scientists do. But it is the same message, that there is something more about us, about our reality, our existence, than what we may be conscious of or what we can see. But it is something we can know about. Yeah, yeah. So I just wanted to share with you some what I call essential spiritual intelligence so that you can spiritualize your life. Because this is like a these are foundational beliefs that help us realize why we need to change some things or adopt some things or take on some things. Yeah. So let me go through this with you. First one, what you are. As it says here, in this moment, I open to the flow of divine energy. So you are a manifestation of divine source, born full with gifts, talents, and genius. Two, you are divinely created being, a divinely created being. And that comes with that, there was no mistake. There is no mistake for your existence. You are not a mistake. You are supposed to be here. There is purpose because you were divinely created. There is a cosmic order, a cosmic logic to your existence. Even though it may not translate into an earth logic, there is a cosmic logic. Absolutely. Third one. You are a soul with a divine purpose, as I said. You're in possession of a sacred contract. There are people you need to meet, places you need to go, things you need to know, things that people need from you. It's all in divine order, absolutely. Number four, you are a light for the world. Your soul can heal the world. And this is hard for some of us to wrap our heads around, especially when we're coming out of trauma, Rama drama. But this is a truth. This is a truth. And once we realize this, yeah, this is when we want to take care of our soul, which is what spiritualizing your life is truly, truly about. And then, last but not least, you are an eternal being with no beginning and no ending. You are not disposable. Absolutely. Absolutely. So these cosmic truths, this is a cosmic truth about who and what you are, is not given much attention to, enough attention to, I think, especially as we are growing up, you know, there's more focus on math and science, although even that's changing now since AI has shown up. But we haven't been putting enough attention on this reality that we have a spiritual self. You know, when I was a little girl, we used to do prayers in school. We used to get our milk and cookies, and it was organic milk. Oh, my God, it was so good. I know anybody out there that's listening remembers the Staten Island Wise Glass Farm, cows. Yeah, Wise Glass Farm for the cows. And the milk would get delivered onto your porch in a milk box. Yeah. Like, you know, this is telling my age. But before we ate our little milk and cookies, we did a little prayer. You know, God is good. God is great. Let us have our food and not get sick or something like that. You know, you took a moment. And so when they took prayer out of the school, instead of being more diversified with prayer, you know, inviting all prayer, instead of saying, no, I can't do this, it's going to offend somebody, you know. No, inviting all prayer is what needed to happen. We needed to diversify it. And that way you learn that it's okay to connect with your spiritual self in a public setting, in a community setting. Yeah. Anyway, one of my beefs about what's changed with the school system. So, as we know, when things are growing, and they're put into the right soil, and they're given the right attention, they're given the good light, and they're given water, then they grow. They grow nice, right? And you make sure that there's nothing disrupting them and or harming them, and then you get good crops, you know, and you pray, and you get good crops. Well, our growth spiritually as human beings also needs that. It needs tending. It needs water. It needs sunlight. It needs the distractions to be stopped. So a reality is that we can get blocked in our spiritual growth. Yeah, very easily, especially in our our dark ages of modernity, we can get blocked. And a lot of people, because they'll stay in, it's an intellectual exercise to be spiritual, you know, they don't even realize that they're blocked. So I'm going to share with you what I have experienced personally and observed in others as four blocks of spiritual growth. Because to grow spiritually, you have to believe in those five cosmic truths that I just shared with you, and I'll share them again real quick. You have to believe you're a manifestation of divine source, that you are a divinely created being, that you are a soul with a divine purpose, that you are a light for the world, and that you are an eternal being with no beginning and no end. Yeah. And so that can get disrupted. And like I said, if you're not being supported as you're growing up, it's even harder to imagine that any of this could be true. So let me go through with you the four blocks, and then I'll give you some contemplated questions to use about them. Number one, block to spiritualizing your life, believing you know all of who you are. And what this is referring to is that when I think at any age that I know who I am, I know it all, this is just who I am, this is how I'm going to be, this is all of it, you are limiting, you're putting limits on fulfillment and happy endings in life. There is no way that you can know all of who you are at any one time, because we're always evolving, we're always growing, we're always changing, whether we're conscious of it or not. Growth is it's not up for question, you know, but consciously being in it, consciously taking full advantage of it, that is a choice. So when you are not allowing yourself to believe that you are still growing and developing, regardless of whatever age you are, yeah, you are blocking your ability to spiritualize your life. Because to believe in those five cosmic truths, you're going to have to let go of a lot of things about yourself that you thought were true. Absolutely. Second, believing you don't belong, that you don't fit in. And, you know, for those of us out there who are cycle breakers, this can be something that is real, but at the same time, you cannot be victimized by it. If you're not fitting in with your family in the way that you would like, then there's another family for you. This belief in I don't belong, I don't fit in, will keep you from attracting right relations in your life, the people who can see, hear, and love you for who you truly are, or who can love you unconditionally. So it's really important that you realize feeling like I don't belong, I can't belong, I shouldn't belong is really going to block you from being more spiritually intelligent. Absolutely. Yeah. Number three, doubting your gifts, talents, and genius. Yes, because this shuts you off from learning to love and value yourself enough to not give your power away, and to not judge, compare, shame, or blame yourself unnecessarily. This also will keep you from, you know, fulfilling your sacred contract. Yeah. This one is really, really huge to spiritualizing your life. Because, again, think back to those five cosmic truths, right? My soul can heal the world. Well, if you're not even able to believe that you have gifts, talents, and genius, you're not going to really believe your soul can change the world, can heal anything. Yeah. So this one, to me, is really pivotal. It's really important, essential to really address this block. Yeah, doubting those gifts, talents, and genius. And then last but not least, doubting that you are loved and loving. Yeah. You know, when we doubt that we are loved and loving, we so easily transfer our pain onto others, as well as any living thing, you know, plants, animals, children, old people, strangers, you know. That doubting you're loved and loving is really at the source of that kind of pain transferring behavior. We need to transform that pain. And this is also why we'll maintain codependent relationships and even defend them. Yeah. And it cries for us learning what love really is and the difference between love and attachment. Yeah. Because attachment always comes with conditions. Love doesn't come with any conditions. Yeah. And love will never, never have asked you or force you to give your power away. Love will actually support you in your sovereignty, in your self-mastery. Yeah. Attachment, you know, this is robbing the bank all the time. Yeah. Or we'll be doing that with others. Yeah. We'll be stealing from people's bank accounts because we don't believe we're loved or loving. Yeah. So that one too is really, really, really powerful. Yeah. So here are some contemplative questions for you, but I got some comments that have come in and I do want to address them. Let's see what we got here real quick. I got a heart and love from Andrea. Hi, Andrea. Thank you for tuning in. There's Ms. Carmen Ray saying, true that, true that. And happy birthday. Thank you, Carmen. Appreciate you, sister. Appreciate you. Another fire person. And then I have Hector saying, switching from being my own worst enemy to being my own best advocate is a crucial and significant choice on life. Absolutely. Absolutely, Hector. And again, we have to not doubt, right, those gifts, talents, and genius. And the fact that we're loved and loving. Absolutely. And another comment, Miss Lori Falk, you are ever so wise, my soul sister. Thank you. Thank you, Lori. Hey, Queen Cheryl, wishing me happy birthday. Thank you, Cheryl. Thank you for tuning in and wishing me happy birthday. So wonderful. I am so blessed. Yes, yes, yes. So now here are the contemplative questions for you, okay? Here's how we can confront those inner blocks so that we can truly spiritualize our life. Number one, who are you now and what do you want to grow into? And, of course, this is going to help you stay in the truth that you are always evolving. Who are you now and who do you want to grow into? Number two, when, where, and how do you experience belonging? When, where, and how do you experience belonging? How can you generate more of those experiences? Yeah. So when you're feeling like I don't belong, I don't fit in, but think about those times when you did. When did you fit in? Because there was a time. Yeah, absolutely. Number three, what are three things that you love to do and do so well that you always feel good when doing them? What do you need to be and feel supported to do those things? What do you need to be and feel supported to do those things? This is really important, folks. You have to know what you need, not what you think someone can do for you, but what do you really need with your gifts, your talents, and your genius? I know what I need. I need a grand piano from Steinway. and a big enough room to hold it and so that the sound is wonderful. That's very clear. But seriously, that's what you want to really think about. What do you really need for those things that you love to do and do so well that it always feels good? Ashe. And then last but not least, when are you loving toward others and when are you not? When are you loving towards others and when are you not? Like for me, I really am not going to be loving before 8 o'clock in the morning. Let me be real, 10 o'clock in the morning. Let's say, you know, I need some time to come back onto the earth plane and really wake up into, okay, I'm back in this body. I got to get something to eat and get myself grounded. Yeah, I ain't loving too much then. But once I get fed and watered down and I'm fully awake, oh, my God, I am so loving. I am so loving, absolutely. And I have to share this. Lori Falk says 10 a.m., 100%. Oh. And again, I'm making fun with this, but it's like that. I mean, you really have to think about when are you loving? When are you loving? And when are you not? And then when are others loving towards you? And when are they not? Yeah. Uh-huh. When are others loving towards you? And when are they not? And as we know, this is usually like for us, if I'm not feeling good, if I'm upset about something, if I'm in pain that maybe I'm not even conscious of, oh, ain't no love coming there. Ain't no love coming out there. Absolutely. But these are the things we have to look at and understand so that we can truly, and I'll show them big once again, truly take on stepping into what spiritualizing our life is really, really about. Ashe. Yeah. And in my next live broadcast, which will be in about 3 weeks, I will talk more, of course, about some practical things for spiritualizing your life, which I've done before. But this work about looking at those blocks, thinking about those blocks, working on those blocks is really going to make the biggest difference. Because you can have all the crystals, all the altars, all the incense in the world. But if you are doubting and not believing, it's not going to be a good day. Absolutely. Here's my Sarah quote for the month. This is Miss Sarah saying, life always supports us in where we prefer to be, and life always supports us in whatever changes we prefer to make. Ashe. Thank you, Miss Sarah, standing in her little kitchen. We had so much fun in that kitchen. I have great memories from that. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we have come to the close. And as always, I want to thank my wonderful engineer, Miss Yvette Parker, and the entire Black Hole Radio Be Well family for giving me platform so I can be here talking to all of you all today. Yvette is also a Pisces, so she's got a birthday coming up. So Yvette, I'm going to do a shout out to you now and again later. I think her birthday's on the 9th, if I'm not sure. She coming up soon as a Pisces. Also, I want to thank all of my regular listeners and watchers out there, those of you who have wisdom walked with me and you know who you are, those of you who will be wisdom walking with me, to my family on both coast and in the middle of the country, to my spiritual kin everywhere, to my transformational leadership colleagues, my medicine brothers and sisters around the world, and those who may be listening or watching for the first time, thank you. Big thank you. I couldn't do this without your willingness to step into your self-mastery. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Ashe. You know, somebody asked me about, why don't you tell people to subscribe to your channel and like, you know, hit a like. And, you know, I just like treating people like adults because I like to be treated like an adult. And if somebody wants to subscribe, they'll subscribe. If somebody wants to like it, they'll like it. If somebody wants to comment, they'll comment. I don't need to be in charge of that or pushing that. Like this thing, I'm not trying to sell self-mastery. This is not something to be sold. This is something we all need to be doing, but people get to choose. You come to it in the way that you need to. So I don't need to be pushing and yeah, that ain't working for me. So that's why I just leave it alone and somebody will do what they need to do. Yeah. Because I'm not trying to be, you know, anyway, let me not go there. But anyway, you know what you all know what I'm talking about. Yes. And Hector says, thank you for spending your birthday with us. Oh, thank you for spending my birthday. Thank you for being here to spend my birthday with me. I'm really excited about that. What a blessing I get to broadcast, multicast on my birthday. So let me promote my book, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery. You know the tune. It's on Amazon, Kindle, other online bookstores. Also, Juanita's book, The Underground Railroad, 40-Day Journey to Remembering Soul and Spirit, a wonderful use of the medicine wheel to help heal ancestral wounds, and, of course, our own personal wounds. She's also Kindle, Amazon, Walmart, other live booksellers. Also got to do a promotion for my sister girl, Queen Reverend Adara, for her Heart of Healing service, the first and third Wednesdays every month. It'll be coming up this week on the 6th, right? Yeah, on the 6th. It's at 6 p.m. Mountain Time. It's absolutely free. Go to our website, spiritismylife.com. Click on events, and you will get access to it. Yeah, she's amazing. And last but not least, I want to thank my God, my ancestors, my spirit guides, the loving entities, everything that walks with me, keeps my head to the sky, my feet to the ground, and my heart open to do this important self-mastery work with and for all of you. Woohoo! So have a healthy and safe mineral week, which we start tomorrow, remembering purpose and listening to your heart and following your soul. Now, continue to wear your mask and or strengthen your immune system. Practice safe relating. Wash those hands frequently. Avoid perceived safety. Practice and embrace science safety. And most importantly, as it says right here, you are not disposable, my darling. In fact, you are divine. And one more comment to share. Todd is listening and Bradley says hi. Hey, Andrea. Thank you. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful rest of your day and night. Thank you for tuning in. And I will be back again very soon for more. Bye-bye now.
Hope you enjoy Convergence. And thanks again for sharing this part of your lives with us. It's been a real pleasure.